T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tim Couch now joins Adam the Bull and Dustin Fox. Let's send it to Dustin, who's got Tim Couch with him right now.
I'm just rotating these stud quarterbacks in my hotel room. Yeah. That's what I do. It sounds kind of creepy.
It's like, what kind of place is this?
Yeah, a little inappropriate.
Come on down. I'm on the 12th floor. Just come on in. Just knock three times. No, Tim Couch is with us. Of course, you know, Tim is doing a great job with the broadcast in the booth with Jay Crawford, who will join us at 5:20. But we got Timmy with us now. Timmy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Timmy's just fresh off of our production meetings. I actually had to bounce out to jump on with you, Adam. But he had a chance to visit with Freddie Kitchens. I had visit with the players and some of the other coaches. But Tim, don't you love Freddie?
I love him. I could talk to him for hours. And he's one of those coaches that he's just so genuine and authentic. And, you know, he just tells it like it is. He doesn't beat around the bush. He's very honest. He'll tell you, you know, about any question you want to know. And he gives very, very good answers about these players and, you know, his schemes. He's just very open with us, which is good to talk to. Somebody good to talk to like that. And, you know, even after today, after the meetings were over, he just kind of sat and talked to us and told stories about when he was at Alabama and, you know, just some funny things about growing up and things like that. So he's a great guy to talk to, and I just love spending time with him.
Yeah. Tim, it's hard to believe, you know, for whatever reason, you know, whenever there's a new coach, right, it's unproven. We don't know if he's going to be a good head coach for sure. But there's something about this guy that gives you a lot of confidence that he's going to succeed. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that. I think that, you know, he's very sure of himself, even though he's a first-time head coach. I think he has great belief in what he can bring to the table as a head coach. And, you know, I think he's obviously got a talented roster, you know, with the guys he has to work with, you know, especially on offense with all these playmakers and a quarterback like Baker Mayfield to kind of build this thing around that, you know, there's plenty of reason for him to feel confident that he can get the job done in year one and turn this thing around pretty quickly.
You know, let's go back to something Bernie said with us last hour, and that was, you kind of made the comparison, you know, when you came to the Browns, it was expansion team, you had all new guys, you didn't have a ton of weapons to throw the football to. Now let's fast forward here to Baker Mayfield, okay, number one overall pick, just like you, but he just happens to have Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, and Joku, Kareem Hunt, like, how, like, are you, you have to be jealous of Baker Mayfield.
I mean, a little bit, yes. Yes. I mean, I would be lying if I said no, but, you know, I'm probably the biggest Baker Mayfield fan there is. I want nothing but the best for that guy. I think he's great for the city. He's great for this organization. You know, when I came in 1999, we were an expansion team and just trying to build this thing. And we didn't have a lot of talent. You know, my best weapon was also a rookie in Kevin Johnson. You know, we had a first-time head coach in Chris Palmer, and we just weren't very talented. So, Baker, when the year before Baker was drafted, this team didn't win a game. They're 0-16, so he was coming into a situation where it wasn't looking very good either. But fortunately for Baker, a guy like John Dorsey came in as a general manager and really said, you know what, we're going to take Baker with the number one pick, and we're going to build this entire thing around him. We're going to put the pieces in place for him to be successful because, you know, at this level for a quarterback, it's all about what you're surrounded by because, you know, most guys, especially, you know, you talk about a first-round pick, a number one overall pick, he's a talented guy, you know, so you just have to put him in a situation where he can go out and perform like he's capable of doing, and I think that's what that Dorsey is doing best. I think every move he makes, you know, from bringing in, you know, Odell Beckham to Jarvis Landry and then drafting a guy like Nick Chubb, these moves that he's making is to benefit Baker Mayfield, and I think that's the way you're supposed to do it.
We're talking with former Browns quarterback Tim Couch. You know, Tim, Dustin brings up when you came into the league, obviously, and you're a perfect person to ask this question about the right guard because you got sacked 56 times as a rookie. I'm sorry. 117 times in your first 3 years. Obviously, you know, that was crazy.
I don't think they'd be able to get him on the ground, though, these days, Bull.
He's built like a defensive end now.
I wish I was this big when I played.
My gosh, Tim. But seriously, you talk about all the weapons around Baker. There's no doubt. The weapons are ridiculous. He's got you know, and generally a good offensive line. But right guard, we don't know what's going on there. Freddie's throwing in guys now that haven't even been part of that mix. He's tried 5-6 different guys. Yesterday we said, yeah, the one guy this team is missing is Kevin Zeitler, who they traded away in the offseason. And fans started getting on us saying, oh, it doesn't matter. The sacks are all about the quarterback. And yeah, of course the quarterback plays some role in getting sacked sometimes. But talk about this from your perspective. How important and how concerned should we be about that one position, that right guard right now?
I think very concerned, and I think Freddie Kitchens is concerned about it as well. You know, I talked to him about asking that same question actually in the meeting today, and you know, he said it's still you know, the problem's not solved. He still is looking for one of those guys to step up and be more consistent. And it's such an important position, you know, protecting that A gap, because you know, especially with a quarterback like Baker. He really needs that interior A-gaps protected. Yeah. He doesn't like pressure up the middle. Baker's a guy, he wants them to bring the pressure from the outside so he can step up, move around in the pocket. But when he gets that instant pressure right up the middle, you know, with him being, you know, 6 feet tall, 6'1", whatever he is, it's going to be hard for him to see, you know, over the line of scrimmage and get rid of the football, because he needs those throwing lanes to step up into and to deliver the ball. So it's a very, very important position. And, you know, hopefully one of those guys here in the next couple of weeks will start to step up and kind of lock that thing down.
Tim, I want you to talk about Baker a little bit more here, because, you know, we were talking today with Adam Henry, the wide receivers coach, and we talked with Rashard Higgins too, and, you know, they all speak glowingly about Baker and how he talks to them differently, how Higgins has basically taken him in under his wing. They hang out outside of football. How important is that relationship, that bond that Baker has, especially with his wide receivers?
Well, I think it's huge. And, you know, it was real interesting, like you said, Dustin, to hear, Higgins talk about their relationship and how it developed. You know, last year when they got a chance to work together with the twos, when Tyrod Taylor was a starter, they got a lot of reps together. And they certainly developed a chemistry out on the field. But, you know, Rashard was telling us today how that chemistry really developed off the field, and they hang out together a lot. You know, after games, he goes over to Baker's house, they hang out. And that's how you build those kind of relationships and that trust. And Rashard, I mean, he's really come a long way as a football player over the last couple of years. And I'm so excited about the opportunity he has this season with, you know, with Odell and Jarvis going to get so much attention. He's going to get a lot of one-on-one matchups. And man, he is such a consistent guy. He's so reliable. He's always at the perfect depth in his route. He understands defenses. He sees, you know, when he needs to break routes off quicker or, you know, side adjustments. And he's just so on the same page with Baker and developing those relationships. And for a guy like Baker to have someone out there he can truly trust and understand that they're always going to be in the right spot, and he knows they know the offense well and sees what he's seeing out there, it's huge for him.
You know, I didn't know this, and I'm sure we'll get into this tomorrow on the broadcast, but like when Higgins is talking about Jarvis and how much Jarvis means to that room and how much he has made an impact on Higgins in terms of his confidence, his swagger, everything, his entire game, like he was basically saying, like, Jarvis has made me into the player I am.
He did. You know, and I thought it was really, really interesting. He said that, you know, Jarvis was really his idol. You know, when he first came into the league, and then all of a sudden he gets an opportunity to play with Jarvis. And he said he's just learned so much from him, because they're both guys that aren't necessarily known for their speed. And, you know, Jarvis was catching all those balls when he was with the Dolphins, leading the league in receptions. And you know, Higgins was like, man, how's he getting open like this? You know, how's he doing it, you know, with a guy who's not that fast? And he just started to really study Jarvis and understand how he works routes, how he understands, you know, the holes in the defense, where he needs to be, you know, just the little things, how to become a professional wide receiver, and how to, you know, just do the little things, taking care of your body, recovery, and just all the things that goes into it that he said he learned from Jarvis. I thought was a really cool insight from Higgins today.
Agreed.
We're talking with former Browns quarterback, now Browns analyst, Tim Couch. Tim, when you hear all the hype, we've talked so much about it in the offseason, obviously around the country, the Browns have gone from a laughing stock to the most talked about team. The expectations could not be higher in such a short period of time. Do you worry at all about the players reading the press clippings and getting carried away with that?
You know, I don't. And, you know, the reason I don't is because of the leadership on this football team on both sides of the ball. You know, I think you got guys like, you know, Christian Kirksey and Schobert and, you know, Miles Garrett on that, and Damaris Randall on the defensive side of the ball. And obviously Baker is just, I think, one of the finest leaders, you know, for a young quarterback that I've seen. You know, it really, you know, it takes a young quarterback normally a little while to settle into that leadership role. And Baker was a leader from day one that he stepped out on the field. And, you know, so I think, and, you know, Jarvis Landry, obviously, those kind of guys, they can handle handle, you know, the expectations from within the locker room. You know, I think as players, we want those expectations. You know, we want people to say, hey, man, we're going to be good because we expect to be good too. We expect to go out and win every game. And, you know, I never played a game in my life I thought I was going to lose, like ever. Yeah. Even back in 99 when I knew we didn't have a good football team, I thought, well, I would go out and find a way to win the game. And that's the way these players think. And that's the way they have to think. So, you know, I think they can manage those expectations, but I think it really depends on the leadership from within the locker room to make sure guys are handling their business, you know, to make sure they're going out and they're working hard. They're in the film room. They're preparing, like, you know, they're not just going to be able to just show up and win games because they have a great roster. They're going to have to go out and work hard and go out and execute and perform.
Tim, you know, Mack Wilson obviously executed and performed in the first week of the preseason, and the fans are very excited about he and Taki Taki, a couple of young linebackers. And it almost feels like people are trying to push Kirksey and Schobert out the door. We were talking about Schobert in particular yesterday, his leadership. Last year when he got hurt, you know, the defense was not as good. He was the leader of that defense. And I don't know if it's going to be different with Steve Wilks as the DC this year. But as much as I like these young linebackers, I have no interest in pushing the veterans Kirksey and Schobert out the door. What do you think about how that's going to play itself out?
No, I would agree with that. You know, you're talking about two guys that have been consistently good players here for several years. And, you know, those guys are, you know, they're just, you know, such veterans, such leaders, just guys that you can really trust. And they're going to understand the defense and they're going to do the right thing. And, you know, Schobert's such a smart guy and, you know, makes all the calls on the defense. And but it's going to be hard, you know, eventually to keep these rookies off the field. You know, Taki Taki's a guy that is just so physical and he creates such havoc when he's on the field. And then, obviously, Mack, you know, with his athletic ability, the way he's able to get out and, you know, cover running backs and tight ends out in space and make plays and in pass coverage, it's just – you just want guys like that on the field. So I certainly don't think that they're going to be, you know, knocking those guys out of a starting position for now. But you know, you look for the, you know, down the road, you know, a couple years down the road in the future that, you know, we've got some really good, talented young linebackers that's going to be able to, you know, step in and replace those guys whenever that time may be.
If you're Freddie – and Dorsey, are you even going to let Odell touch the field in any of these preseason games?
I wouldn't. You know, I really wouldn't. You know, and, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, does he need to develop that chemistry with Baker? And those guys, I mean.
Can they do that in practice?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they can. And, you know. It's just, you know, as the season goes on, they'll certainly develop even more chemistry. But it's you got to weigh, is it really worth the risk to throw him out there in a preseason game so these guys can develop some chemistry? Because, you know, Odell Beckham is one of the biggest playmakers and weapons in all of professional football. That guy just knows how to play ball. And Baker is so confident. And Baker's, you know, you mentioned Adam Henry, the wide receiver coach earlier. And I talked to him about Baker's leadership with the wide receiving group. And he said Baker comes in the room and draws things up on the board for these guys. He talks to them every day about how he wants these routes to be run, all those kind of things. So he's going to get on the same page with those. So it's more of a mental thing right now for Odell in the preseason as far as getting these mental reps. He doesn't have to be out on the field. He's kind of nursing a little bit of an injury anyway. So they just want to make sure he's ready to go. They know what he's going to bring to the table on Sundays when it's for real. So I don't really worry about that. I just think it's you know, getting into the season healthy, and hopefully he can stay healthy for all 16 games.
Tim, you know as well as anyone that the last time the Browns went to the playoffs was 2002. That was a long time ago. What do you think it's going to be like in this city if the Browns get back to the playoffs again this year?
Oh man, it's going to be unbelievable. You know, I remember that year so well. Yeah, just because of where we started with this organization in 99 and, you know, where we, you know, kind of got where the direction we were headed, you know, in 2002 in my fourth year, and we're making a playoff run. I can remember, you know, just how excited the city was. And I remember the last game of the year we had to beat the Falcons to win to get in. And, you know, William Green broke that long run down the sideline. And, you know, just how crazy and you know, passionate and emotional it was in the stadium. You know, even though I was in the locker room with a broken leg at that point, I could still feel it. You know, just it's just such a great atmosphere. And this is such a great – Cleveland is such a great sports town. And they're so hungry for a winner in football. And I think it's coming very soon. I would be shocked if this team doesn't make the playoffs this year, as long as they stay healthy, you know, and all those things have to fall into place. And you know, just you know, talent-wise and, you know, the way Freddie's coaching these guys up, I don't see any reason they're not going to make the playoffs.
Make sure you tune in to us here at The Fan tomorrow if you want to listen or if you want to watch. Tim will be on the broadcast with myself and Bernie and Jay Crawford, who will be joining us at 5:20. Tim, let's wrap it with this. What are you looking to see tomorrow night? Anybody you've got your eye on in particular? Guys that, you know, bubble guys. I know, you know, Coach Henry was talking about some of the wide receivers who may be kind of on the bubble. Maybe a Jalen Strong who's had a strong camp here and sort of seems to be getting on the same page with Baker Mayfield. Anything that jumps out at you that you can give the fans something to keep an eye on?
Well, I think we really have to pay attention to that right guard position. You know, Freddie talked about it today, and he said, man, we're going to rotate some guys in there. And, we really need to, like, have one of those guys have a big game, you know, and step up and kind of take over that position. So I'll be watching the right guard position quite a bit in this game. And, you know, Jalen Strong is going to be a guy that, you know, I certainly want to see as well. I want to see what Sheehy can do again. You know, special teams, I would love to see him make another play, man. That was such a cool moment last week when he took the punt back for a touchdown. The whole team ran out on the field. You know, DJ Montgomery is another guy, you know, another young receiver that I think he's been coming on as of late, making some plays. And then, you know, Willie's, you know, these guys, you mentioned in the meeting today, Dustin, these guys are going to have to make plays on special teams as well if they're going to make this roster, you know, because, you know, you got the guy, you know, most of the receiving, you know, is set. You know, these you know, fourth, fifth guys are going to have to be special teams players as well. So those guys are going to have to contribute, you know, especially with Callaway going to be out for, you know, a few games now and things like that. So, Strong is going to be one of those guys I'm going to be watching. He's an interesting guy, you know, such a big physical wide receiver that can really, you know, add something to this offense with the tough catches over the middle. So it'll be interesting to watch tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Bull, I think we got to let him go. He's got to get to the gym.
Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
There
Thank
you go.
You.
Tim Couch.